XL Shell Fit, what's going on? It's your boy Malum YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Malum. If you guys don't know, I am Malum. Malum means uncle because we are uncle to the game, baby. You understand what I'm saying? If you guys don't know me, I'm Tata Dampede. I create content on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. I create podcasts, I create reality shows, speed dating shows, vlogs, like pretty much anything that has a storyline and needs a camera and a mic. That's what I do. And in this today's and in today's episode, which will be streaming across Spotify and other streaming platforms, we will be speaking about that one time where I was on TV for a whole month or two. I was in Cape Town for a whole month shooting this TV show, and it wasn't even supposed to be me. Let's get into it. Girl, if you want it, Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light, baby, living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans, buzzing down in some boat shoes. Yeah, man, where does the story even begin, bro? So I think I can say it begins with the email. I got an email from Honey TV. Honey is like a Pan-African TV channel which spans across multiple African countries, not just South Africa. So I was like, yo, this is going to be a really cool opportunity. It's a new channel. What are they saying? So they say, hey, Tato, you know, we see you on YouTube. We love the things that you do. And we'd really love for you to be a part of the show that we're doing. It's called Kids Kitchen Relay. It's a show where kids come in every week and they basically have like a cook-off, and then the winner at the end of the tournament basically wins the whole thing. We're calling it Kids Kitchen Relay because, you know, it's a relay. It's a 30-minute show. So the first 10 minutes, it's contestant A from team A, and then it's contestant B from team A. So basically, it's like a relay. So like you cook and then I continue your cooking. I'm like, no, man. What? YouTube is working out for me because I'm going to be on TV, television. So they say, yo, listen, bro, let us know if this would be something you'd be interested in. So I'm there like, whoa, okay, cool, this is crazy. So I first call my friend Hungani Globe. I'm like, yo, Hungani, bro, got a really cool opportunity. I just wanted you to, like, advise me. You've been on TV before. I think he was on Scandal or some, I don't know, some one of the soapies. And he's very respectful. I'm like, okay, can you please give me some advice? He goes, Boyzen, your entry level, these are the rates you should be considering. This is how it's going to be like, you know, just be the best version of yourself. You know, don't be too scared. Reply to this email. Do your thing. Have confidence and do the things that need to be done. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me do the things that need to be done. And then he just bumped me. I replied to the email. I'm like, hey, thank you for the opportunity. I'd really love to be a part of it. These are my rates. What are the next steps? What can we do? And they say, okay, cool. Lovely. Please send an audition tape. And I'm like, I have to audition? I thought you wanted me. I thought you wanted Tato Rampedi, Malumi YouTube, founder of Rampedi Media. You understand? So I sent the audition tape. They said, say these lines, do this thing. I did my thing. They're like, yo, you know, welcome to Kids Kitchen Relay, a cooking competition where kids, So I'm there, high energy, you know, I'm training them that, okay, cool. I can read a script. I can follow a script. I can have high energy. I can improvise. I can throw in like vernac here and there. I can throw in the lingo of today, like here and there. I was just being myself, which is what I was advised to do. Sharp, send the tape in. 1 week goes, ghost. 2 weeks goes, 3 weeks, nothing. 4 weeks, I'm like, whatever, boring. So now, the Bruce and I, King Omar, Khonte, a bunch of people, we planned a trip to Cape Town. Okay, all right, let's go to Cape Town. Let's book Airbnb. Let's go for like 3, 4, 5 days. Let's just go show Cape Town who we are. Let's create like really amazing tourist content. Let's just move as a team. So we're doing that. And the week before that happens, I get an email from them. They're like, hey, bro, we absolutely love your tape. You're so amazing. We love your energy. I would love to come to a test shoot. So now I'm just there like, yo, I actually haven't gotten this gig yet because first I must audition. Now I have to actually go do a test shoot. So they go, no, listen, we want you to come down to Cape Town. Sorry, guys, these lights are really bright. I want you guys to come down to Cape Town. And I want you to come down to Cape Town. I want you to basically test you with the other potential co-host and the other potential main host, which should be the chef, Chef Zanella, Chef Z, cooking with Zanella. And I'm like, okay, cool. How long is it going to be? Like, no, come for like 2-3 days. We really appreciate you to come. We think it'll be really cool. We'll only practice on the one day. Wada. So I'm saying, okay, cool. I'm going to Cape Town and then I'm going to basically leave. And then after 2 days, go back to Cape Town. So now I'm fighting. Do I stay in Cape Town? Do I book my own accommodation? I was like, no, you know what? Let me just fly back to save cash and not book like accommodation for like 2-3 days in Cape Town. Because that's like 3-4K booking accommodation for 2-3 days. I'm like, let me not do that. Let me just go back home, go see my girlfriend at the time, and then go back. So I went back, saw my ex, went back to the TV show, went to do the test shoot. Now I get onto the set, and it is huge, bro. There's like 7-8 camera guys. They've dressed the set. Looks absolutely beautiful. I'm seeing like people coming in with their managers. The channel is there. The distribution team is there. I'm like, yeah, is this how TV looks like? This is so crazy. Like, everything is so professional. Because little me is just so used to like shooting with like a camera. shooting with some friends, shooting at the phone, like we shoot our phones, like it's never so professional. Only once in a while when I do like looking for Mjolo or are you tubed in, does it look like a little bit professional. But at the same time, when I shoot those shows, I usually use two camera guys, one sound person, and it's very, very low budget. So I just saw like a really big production. I was like, wow, this is really interesting. This is really cool. I really hope I get this. So now we go into camera, and the way they do it is that they introduce you to your co-host, Amira. She's 12 years old, by the way, which is going to make so much sense as to why this show was not meant to be for me. She's 12 years old, and she's there. Her name is Clonella. She's absolutely amazing. She goes, yo, my name is Clonie. You can call me Clonella, or you can call me whatever you want to call me. I'm like this, she's like this Miss Teen, you know, she's like this preteen, like superstar, has like 200K, I don't know, like half a million or 400K on IG. She's like, she's just doing it, bro. And she's 12 years old. She's absolutely killing it. Like all the celebrities love her. She's just that like preteen star, you know. Meet her mom. Energies are good, man. Now they're okay, cool. Tato, Clooney, we want you guys for the show, but we have to test your guys' energies together. So I'm like, how the hell am I going to have chemistry with like a 12-year-old, bro? It makes absolutely no sense because I'm like this. At the time, I was like, what, 24? I'm this 24-year-old, bro. I'm going to do this thing with a 12-year-old. How does that make any sense? Sharp, they say, okay, Tato, walk in, and then we're going to feed you your lines, and you have to say it back. So now I'm there, okay, cool. I walk onto the thing. Say, Tato, say, welcome back to Kids Kitchen Relay, the cooking competition where we put two teams of junior chefs against each other. Surprising that I still remember that. So I go there. I'm like, welcome to, and I'm like, oh, sorry, can I go again? They're like, yeah, Tato, relax. This is a safe space. Be calm, my brother. Because it's Cape Town white guys. Like, be calm, my brother. Just be cool, man. I'm like, all right, cool. Go back. Feel my lines. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I'd say a quick prayer. I'm like, yo, Lord, if this is meant for me, give me the confidence. Just be me. I know that, like, if this opportunity is for me, you'll guide me through it and you'll just help me do it. Like, a quick 30-second prayer. Everyone's waiting for me. Like, take a deep breath. And I say, okay, cool. If you manage to welcome to Kids Kitchen Relay, and this is me. Welcome to Kids Kitchen Relay, the cooking cup. Like, I'm high energy, I'm there. Everyone's there, like, yeah. And then Clinton is like, yeah. So, we're going to be calling Chef Z to come through and test it out. They give her a line, that's her line. And then everyone is just there, like, then I'm like, what? You guys are clapping because we said like one line each. But for me, I think I didn't cover like how beautiful it looked. It's literally this guy who's like, you know, tall and like a little bit older. And he's killing his lines. And this young girl, she's killing her lines. They both like look good together. The clothing makes sense. The energies make sense. I'm a little bit older, so I'm like, you know, directing her and mentoring her, making sure she's good, giving her confidence. And it's just working out. Then I was like, damn, this thing is meant for me. Maybe I'm meant to be on TV. Sharp, do the test shoots. It goes absolutely amazing. Then I chill in Cape Town for a little bit longer, chill with some of my friends from Cape Town, then I fly back. Then from there, another week goes, another 2 weeks goes, another 3 weeks goes, another 4 weeks goes. And I'm like, I didn't get this thing. And mind you, they said, yo, if we don't respond to you in like 3, 4, 5 weeks, just know that we chose somebody else. So in my mind, they're doing gang test shoots over these weeks. And maybe they found someone who's like younger and more fit and looks good. And maybe like, I don't know, maybe they just speak better, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then I get a phone call, right? And this, my mom's calling me. I get a phone call. And then this phone call goes, yo, Tato, you know, it's Mang Mang from Honey. Absolutely loved you. We showed the directors the test shoot. Absolutely love it. We've been considering putting the show on other platforms. Like, we're so excited to shoot with you. Can you come to Cape Town in 3 weeks so we can get started with the shoot? I'm like, yeah, let me call my manager, which did not exist at the time, by the way. Like, let me call my manager and just check if everything is good. And she's like, cool. Tutu. This is me. I got it. Excuse me. I think I ran downstairs, upstairs to the pool, jumped into the pool, got out the pool, started doing push-ups, started skipping, ran. Like, I got my dog going for a jog because, like, I was too excited. So, when I get too excited, I get hyperactive. So, I was like, let me just get my dog and go for a run. And then, like, so I can be calm and then think about next steps. So, I'm jumping into the pool, whatever, doing push-ups, everything. And then I'm like, let me get my dog, go for a run. Run across the block once, run across the block another time, three times. Okay, cool, I'm tired now. Sharp, go take a shower. Then I'm like, okay, what are the next steps? I think that's how I handle my ADHD. I drain my energy. Anyway, I'm like, what are the next steps? Call Hungani. I'm like, Hungani, bro, they called me. They sent me an email. These are the rates. She's like, okay, cool. Do it for those rates. That sounds good for you. But as you do more, you have to just increase them. But I'll explain to you and mentor you on the way. Cool. We go to Cape Town now, bro. Now it's like, away. Cape Town is coming. things are going to be good. Like, we've got the TV show. I'm shooting it with Tronella, which is amazing. Her mom's going to be there. Her mom's like, yo, bro, hit the gym, boys. And goes, we're about to be on TV. I hit the gym, getting a little bit fit, getting a little bit, like, I look a little bit better. And then it's time for the thing. Booked us accommodation in Greenpoint. Had like an amazing apartment there for like 3-4 weeks. I'm calling my friend Kamo now, who you guys all know, but her and I weren't that close. Like, we were close back in the day, then we weren't close for a couple months, and then now I'm in Cape Town where she lives, and then we started like chilling a little bit more. Now I'm on set, waking up every morning, shooting TV. And then the one Buddha comes to me, and this will make sense. The title will finally make sense now. He comes to me, he's like, bro, I need you to call your parents, and I just, like, you know, we changed the contract a bit, so I need your parents to go over the contract again. So everything can be, nah. Then I'm like, my parents? Like, yeah, just call your parents so they can confirm everything. Then I'm like, okay, I'll just sort out my team, but I'll wait. He's like, cool, cool, just do what you have to do. Remember that. Now we're on set, bro, and it's absolutely amazing. So now we're on set, and then we're shooting. The energy's good, high energy, a lot of fun games. Like, there's a bunch of different things we have to do. I'm being fed lines. I've got cameras around me, and my makeup is being done. I'm on TV. I'm finally becoming a star. You understand? And then after shooting, I'd, like, talk to the guys and say, like, yo, guys, like, well, yeah, you guys want to grab a drink? And they'd be like, whoa, bro. We don't know, like, should you be drinking? Then I was still like, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't be drinking because, you know, I'm doing TV. Maybe when you do TV, you shouldn't be drinking and everything. So they pushed me back a bit. I'm like, nah, it's okay, Fede. It's cool. I don't mind. Then from there, the next day, the guy goes, yo, bro, did you do the contract? I'm like, oh, let me quickly sign it now, the contract, because, like, I didn't do it. Let me just give me, like, an hour. Let me read through it, or 30 minutes. Let me read through it and sign it. It's like, bro, you can't sign it, bro. Like, obviously, you know, you need your parents. I'm like, bro, I don't need my parents, bro. I'm like, I'm a grown-ass man. I live alone. I have my own car. He's like, you have a car? I'm like, yeah, I have my own car. I live, like, what do you, why don't you need my parents? He's like, bro, aren't you 16? It's like, what? He's like, aren't you, like, 16, 17? I'm like, bro, I'm 24. Then he goes, whoa. Like, everyone was just there, like, what? So he tells the crew, he's like, bro, this is Buddha 24. And they're like, what? So the whole time they've been saying, ask your parents, you shouldn't be drinking. They thought I was a minor, bro. Like, I think high-level management knew my age, because obviously IDs, application processes, like booking my flight, ID number, they knew. But I think the ground team didn't know, because Torena's 12 years old, so they all assumed that I was also like 16, 17, 15. You get me? Plus I had dreadlocks and everything. I don't know. Maybe it's a kid look. And I was just there like, guys, I'm like literally 24. Like, I've got a hand. Like, I got my own place. I stay alone. I've got a posse, everything. And they're just there like, oh, shit, bro. That's actually so crazy, because we had absolutely no idea. Then from there, we drank after shooting, my boy. After shooting, we were drinking. The brews were cool. You know, when they'd go and smoke, I'd chill with them, have conversations, started speaking about life. They respected me a little bit more. And they're like, bro, you're actually killing it. Like, you're aging so wild. And I was like, hey, man, it's that melanin. That melanin, black don't crack. Then from there, you know, the cars became cool. Now they started making old jokes with me. Like, not old people jokes, but like jokes that, like, we can make at our big age. You know what I'm saying? That was absolutely amazing. Then from there, like, the set became amazing. And then shooting was just absolutely amazing. I'm going to end the story there. I know it's a very short video of season, but that's just, like, the story, bro. Like, I genuinely think I wasn't meant to be on the show because I was, like, perceived to be 16. But the cool thing is that there was no real rule that, like, yo, if you're over 18, you can't be on part of the show. It was just that it's a kid show, so they assume that, obviously, kid hosts would relate better towards, you know, a kid show. And then they saw that, okay, cool, this 24-year-old Buddha can do it too, which is absolutely amazing. Now I'm 26, thinking back, damn, I did a kids show 2 years ago. Like, maybe I can still do kids content. I don't know. But yeah, man, if you guys enjoyed this episode of Seats with Malumi, please give it 5 stars. If you want to give it 3 stars, please give it 5 stars. And let us know why exactly you wanted to give me 3 stars once you've given me the 5 stars, so we can improve and get better. Also, I'm trying to move away from all the love stories and girls. I'm trying to tell you guys about my life, which is, like, you know, TV, which is production, what's happened to me. And this one story that I thought was absolutely amazing. But yeah, I love you guys so much. A brand new episode of Malumi Smite coming in a few days. Vlogs coming in as usual. And then we'll be bringing in property content on another channel very, very soon. Love you guys so much. We'll talk very soon. Ne? Shoot. Ray-Bans and catamarans.